Lappeenrantaan rugbyjoukkuetta siis perustetaan, jonka tai seuraa. Ja tuon nimeksi on nyt kaavailtu Saimaa Sharks. Ja täällä siis studiossa nyt Sara Tolonen ja englantilainen John Poole, joka asuu tällä hetkellä. John asuu Lappeenrannassa ja Sara asuu Imatralla. Welcome to Radio Suomi, Sara Tolonen and John Poole.
Thank you.
Thank you, Oli.
Okay, so why do you want to establish a rugby team here in Lappeenranta? What gave you the idea?
Well, Etelä-Karjala doesn't have a rugby team, so it must have one. We need to have Southern Karelia to the Finnish rugby map.
I think that rugby is a team sport, and I also think it's a, not only a team sport, but it's a sport of camaraderie. And working together to achieve a goal. It's a sport of combat, but at the same time, it's a sport that you do and you do as friends. And just another thing that I would like to say concerning what's the link between Finland and rugby? Well, as I see it, the Finnish are very sporty people. They enjoy sports that challenge them, and I think that rugby is definitely the new sport that could bring that challenge that the Finnish people are looking for. And also, if they don't like American football, I think that rugby is a great alternative. Yeah.
Siinä Sara ja John siis sanoivat, että, no Sara ensinnäkin sanoi, että Etelä-Karjalassa ei ole tällaista joukkuetta, että kyllähän se nyt tänne pitää perustaa. Ja sitten John sanoi tuossa ainakin sitä, että rugby on niin kuin taistelu- ja kamppailulajia ja mutta se yhdistää ihmisiä ja tuo ihmisiä yhteen ja on kuitenkin niin kuin siisti laji, jotain tollaista mä sain sieltä rivien välistä. Ja John sanoi myös sitä, että hänen mielestään suomalaiset ovat hyvin urheilullista kansaa ja hän uskoo siihen, että rugby voisi kiinnostaa täällä Etelä-Karjalassa ja olisi semmoinen niin kuin hyvä laji suomalaisille. Kyllähän I've heard about especially the women rugby team of Finland, that they are very, very good. Actually, they were going to the Rio Olympics, but then they dropped out in the last games or something. Are they really that good?
Yeah, they are. The Finnish women national team of sevens rugby is really good. They are in the big games in Europe. And I've found that in rugby, women are mostly, at first, they can be a little scared. It's a contact sport and it might seem really hard sport. But when they try it out, they find power and sources they didn't know exist.
Yes, I would just like to add to that that I believe that I was really impressed actually when I came to Finland to hear that the women were actually a lot further and a lot more advanced in the sport than the men, because where I've been coming from, well, all we see is men, because the sport is professional. And we also see women playing the sport, but here in Finland it's almost more promoted the women playing. And when I heard that they were in the top 12 in Europe, and that they were competing against teams like Team GB and France, which are some of the best teams in the world. They were competing and holding their own against these teams. Well, I just had to take my hat off to them, really.
John tuossa kertoi, että hän oli todella yllättynyt siitä, kun tuli Suomeen, että nimenomaan naisten rugby-maajoukkue täällä Suomessa on niin hyvä ja naisten rugby on niin hyvällä mallilla täällä, koska sieltä, mistä hän tulee. You're from Scotland, right?
Southwest Scotland, yes.
Yeah, John on siis, on Brittein saarilta Skotlannista, ja hän tuossa sanoi, että siellä päin kaikki urheilulajit on aina vaan miehet, ja miehet vain pärjää, niin hän todella nosti hattua, niin varmaan nostaa edelleenkin hattua kaikille naisille, ketkä Suomessa rugbya pelaa. So, how did you two meet and decided to establish Saimaa Sharks rugby team?
Well, Saimaa Sharks was an idea that I had in my head. I was thinking that it would be good something to establish. Until now, I was playing rugby in Helsinki for Helsinki Rugby Club. And I think a year or so ago, Sarah, it was the same, but I didn't know Sarah at the time. I actually heard of Sarah through Oli Vato, a man who's also trying to set Saimaa Sharks up with us, because Imatra Rugby was already an idea from people from Imatra trying to set up a rugby club. But I think the problem, which a lot of towns that are interested in rugby trying to set up rugby, is that they don't have always the resources, the sponsors, or the amount of people to come and play. And I think publicity is also a big problem to do with that. But I think combining the Lappeenranta and Imatra into one coalition is definitely the way forward.
So actually, you have already combined your teams.
Yeah.
Not teams, but people that are interested in rugby in Imatra and Lappeenranta.
Yeah, we have. And from now on, we are discussing. We have one unite team that we are developing and going forward with.
And your goal is to... actually, what is your goal? Is it to start many teams, many women and men teams, or one each?
One for women and for men.
Yeah.
And at first, I think it will be a training where we are all combined. But when we have the people and the players, we can divide the men and women team.
Yes. And both can compete, because there's the sevens rugby competition, which is held in winter, and then there's the 15s, which is the most common rugby, which is held during the summer season, which is unusual compared to the rest of Europe because it's usually in the winter season, but in Finland it's the summer, of course, due to apparent obvious reasons of the winter here. But adding on to that is that the rugby here, I would say it's important that we're getting it set up because I'm a little bit lost in my thoughts here. Sorry.
Okay. No worries.
If I can say this, we have a goal here that they are arranging in Jyväskylä snow rugby tournament in February, and it's a fun event where they have combined rugby and this our Finnish environment, and we play rugby in snow, and it would be a nice event for us if we have the people and the team to go and try out the actual playing.
Studiossa siis tällä hetkellä vieraana John Poole ja Sara Tolonen, jotka ovat mukana perustamassa tämmöistä Saimaa Sharks-nimistä rugby-joukkuetta, siis ihan ihka ensimmäistä rugby-joukkuetta Etelä-Karjalaa. Jos nyt vähän tuosta äskeisestä puheenvuoroista yrittää tiivistää, niin nyt on siis, he ovat saaneet tietoonsa, että Imatralla on jo tämmöinen porukka, joka on kiinnostunut, ja Sara sit vaan täydennät, jos mä unohdan jotain. Eli Imatralla on ollut jo porukka, joka on vähän treenaillutkin rugbyta ja näin, ja nyt siis tämä Lappeenrannan porukka ja Imatran porukka laittaa hyntyyt yhteen ja alkaa perustamaan tätä yhteistä seuraa Saimaa Sharksia. Ja tavoitteena on nyt siis perustaa yksi joukkue naisille ja yksi joukkue miehille, jotka alkaisi sitten treenaamaan. Ja oliko se näin, just äsken puhuit siitä, että talvella nyt Jyväskylässä helmikuussa on tulossa Jyväskylään tämmöinen lumirugby-turnaus, ja sinne olisi tarkoitus lähteä.
Joo, se on ihan jo, he ovat useampana vuotena Jyväskylä järjestänyt tämän, ja todella hauska turnaus, missä olisi sitten helppo uuden joukkueen kokeilla siipiään, että miltä se pelaaminen ihan oikeasti tuntuu.
Täällä studiossa siis tällä hetkellä vieraina John Poole ja Sara Tolonen, jotka ovat siis yhdet niistä ihmisistä, jotka ovat perustamassa Saimaa Sharks-nimistä rugby-seuraa ja rugby-joukkueita tänne Etelä-Karjalaan. Tämä on, hyvät ihmiset, ensimmäinen kerta, kun tämmöinen joukkue ja seura ollaan tänne perustamassa. Actually, we talked about this. I'm not sure if we talked about this on air, but for sure, before we went to the studio, that The picture of rugby as a sport and rugby players is very tough and I don't know how to say it, nasty and very very kind of physical and actually dangerous. That's if I talk about rugby with my friends, they are all like, oh, that's so dangerous sport. Is it true? Is it a dangerous sport?
Well, I wouldn't call it dangerous. Of course, you need to learn the tackling techniques, right? And it's a contact sport. And when you do sport, all things can happen. But it looks hard, it looks rough. but the contact is quite controlled. The tackler goes down with the tackled one, and well, you have the adrenaline in your blood when you play. You can't feel the little bruises, and it's part of the game.
How about John?
Yes, well, I would just like to say about that is that there's two types of rugby. There's rugby union, which is very popular in the Northern Hemisphere, where actually rugby came from. It came from England, so the rugby union rules. And then there's the rugby league rules, which is more Southern Hemisphere. As you will watch the teams when they play nationally, you'll notice differences in their technique. The Northern rugby, which is rugby union, tends to be a bit more structured, a lot more structure, relying on technique, whilst the South rugby, rugby league, is a lot more physical, relying on a lot more speed and quick thinking and quick action with, yeah, good techniques also, but a lot of the contact is a little less controlled. Another thing I'd like to say about that is that when people are watching rugby on YouTube or such things like that, the image is totally wrong, which is given to them, because they are watching rugby league, most of those massive hits, because that's what people go on there when they type rugby. Yeah, they want to see the big hits.
Yeah,
and that's what the media shows.
Because it's what people want to see. Yeah. And especially rugby league. Rugby union is more controlled, and we've got to remember that the people that we're seeing these massive hits are professional athletes. They've got the muscle, they've done the training for years, and yes, hurt, that can happen, but that's like most sports, team sports that are physical, you can get hurt. So yeah, it's not that dangerous, really.
And the contact isn't the only part of rugby. It's only one side of it. Yes. There is also, you need to have the ability to see what's going on the field and do the strategy for the playing. So
and footwork skills as well.
Yeah. Okay, eli Sara ja John tuossa sanoivat, kun sanoin siitä, että semmoinen stereotyyppinen kuva rugbypelaajista ja rugbista niin kuin lajina on semmoinen vähän ehkä jopa vaarallinen ja sellainen, että siellä on niin kuin karskit miehet ja karskit naiset pelaamassa, mutta sitten vastasitte siihen sitä, että kyllähän siellä niin kuin ruhjeita välillä tulee niin kuin monessa kontaktilajissa, että se kuuluu siihen lajiin, mutta sitten myös John ja Sara korostivat sitä, että se on myös hyvin pitkälle strategialaji, eikö näin?
Kyllä, ja nimenomaan niin, että siinä on kontaktia ja siinä on nopeita tilanteita, mutta väkivaltainen se ei millään tavalla ole, ja tarkoitus ei ole vahingoittaa vastustajaa.
Ja sitten puhuitte vielä siitä, että nimenomaan sosiaalisessa mediassa ja muutenkin rugbysta ehkä halutaan tehdä vähän semmoinen, että se mediaseksikkyys on nimenomaan sitten niin kuin kovat taklaukset ja näin, ja ne on sitten ne, mistä aina revitellään otsikkoja ja videoita YouTubeen ja niin edelleen. Ja Rugby Union oli siis pohjoisesta päin ja League oli etelästä, ja nimenomaan tämä etelässä oleva League oli se vähän fyysisempi, ja tämä Union oli sitten enemmän strategisempi. So, Sarah and John, what kind of person do you have to be to start rugby? Is there any, you know, like what's the word? Ominaisuuksia.
Requirements.
Yeah, requirements. Do you have to be like tall, or do you have to have big strength, big muscles?
In the field, you need in the team all kinds of people. You need tall, and you need short, and you need the fast, and you need the big ones.
Yeah.
And what I've learned that a really surprising person can be an awesome rugby player. There is no one type of good rugby player, and you need to have the team spirit, and you need to have the ability to respect your opponent and your teammates, and to play along with the team.
So could you say, or could we say that anyone could play rugby?
Yeah.
Anyone can play rugby.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, so what are the next steps for Saimaa Sharks? What is going to happen next, and when?
Well, training starts next month, September 5th at 6 o'clock on the field near Prisma. I don't know its name.
Ah, okay. Well, actually, it's near Vanha Kenttä, but...
Yeah, the Prisma field, opposite Prisma.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. this field here. And what our plan is we're going to try and get together as many players as we can. So we already have a certain foundation of players already, but now we need to develop that. People can come to training and they'll learn how rugby is played. The training will start very easy. We'll all start, it doesn't matter our level, we'll be starting all as beginners and develop rugby in the area. But the plan is, as soon as possible, and when we have the numbers, we would actually move in on to sevens rugby, I think, for the women, because we might have less women at first, but the sevens rugby competition for women. And then, as soon as next year, we were talking with the Finnish, his name is Stefan Whittaker. He's the technical director of the Suomi Rugby League. Union, and he was talking with us, and we would be starting a first division team, well, Eastern Division in our case, as soon as next year, if we have enough men. We need 15 players and a bit extra for substitutes.
Okei, eli John sanoi, että Saimaa Sharksilla alkaa ensi kuussa treenit, siis tuossa Lappeenrannan Prisman, siinä vastapäätä on se kenttä, kaikki nyt tietää sen paikan, mä en muista sen kentän nimeä, ja tavoite olisi se, että ensi vuonna pelattaisi sitten ihan sarjapelejä. Ja, so actually I have one question to ask you, I think it's the most important, how can people come to Saimaa Sharks?
Come to practice.
Where can people contact you? Where can they find you?
Facebook.
We have a Facebook page. We'll be setting up Instagram. Of course, that's just for the images. But we do have a Facebook page. And on the Facebook page, our details are available. The Facebook is called Rugby Saima Sharks. Yeah. And then from there, those that want to join the team, they send a message to us. And then we'll add them to the private group. And that's where all the information of trainings is displayed, but they will also be displayed on the page.
Okei. Okay. Eli kaikki, ketkä innostuitte nyt, ja toivottavasti mahdollisimman moni innostui, koska mun mielestä on mahtava uutinen, että tämä Saimaa Sharks Rugby seuraalla on tänne perustamassa, niin Facebookista löytyy Rugby Saimaa Sharks niminen Facebook-ryhmä, ja varmaan löytyy ihan Saimaa Sharks hakusanalla myös, ja sieltä sitten voi ilmoittautua mukaan porukkaan, ja sitten lisätään Facebookissa salaiseen ryhmään, jossa sitten treeniohjelmat ja näin edelleen. Sara Tolonen, John Poole, best of luck for you both, and thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for letting us come. Thank you.
Yle, Radio Suomi.